So let's dive in, Rabbi Say. Yesterday we had begun to unroll the sugya. We began yesterday to unpack a little bit of the basics of Sfiras HaOmer. Again, yesterday we saw Machlokas Amoraim Beferish in Menachas Samach Vav, whether or not one should count Shavuos Bizman Hazeh. Amemar said no, because Sfiras HaOmer is Drabanan, and it's a Zecher LeMikdash, and therefore it's sufficient to count days, you don't count weeks. The other Amoraim, Abaye, Rabban de Beravashi, they said you do count both days and weeks. Now, we had seen a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Sfiras HaOmer Zman Hazeh is Doraisa Drabanan, Machlokas Rambam, against Tosfos and the Chinuch. Yesterday, we began to talk about that may play into a machlokas, how to read the to what extent is there a debate between a Meimar and Abaye Brander and Rashi. What do Abaye Brander and Rashi hold? Do they disagree fundamentally and hold that the Sfiras HaOmer Zman Hazeh is Daraisa, and the lack of carbon doesn't impact the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer level of Daraisa? Or no, they agree it's Drabanan, but it's a machlokas over how the Drabban should be structured, merely a Zechel Mikdash or something more. Again, that's already the Mefarshim on the Rambam, talk about the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, and others based on the Ran. The Ran, which is on the Rif in Psachim. I will come back to Maseches Psachim in a moment. But first, let's turn our attention to the end of Tosis, because we had been looking yesterday at the beginning of Tosis. Tosis and Samach Vav, Amud Aleph and Maseches Menachos, where the beginning of Tosis had been about the question of, can I count Sfiras HaOmer during Bein HaShemashos, right after sunset, right after Shkia? Do I need to wait until Vaday Laila, until Tzeisat Melchavim? And that had been the context in which Tosis said, oh, well, Sfiras HaOmer is Rabbanan. At the end of this long, long Tosis, the long law, the most of the length of Tosis is devoted to one sheet of the Bahag, which is not our focus right now. The Bahag was of the opinion that one can count Sfiras HaOmer either at night or at day. It's not a nighttime mitzvah. Okay, that's not our focus right now. Our focus at the very end of Tosis, oh, Pasak of Halachas Gedolos, Halachas Gedolos, or the Bahag. Bahag stands for Baal Halachas Gedolos, the author of the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. So he also paskins a second sheet. If you missed a day, you didn't count one of the days of Sfiras HaOmer, you cannot count the next day. Note, he doesn't say you can't count with the bracha. The Hag says you can't count at all. You cannot count at all. You are done. You are done. And he gives a reason. Why? Mishum debaya temimos. Because the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tiyena. You need 7 complete weeks. This is not complete. You missed a day. So therefore, you can no longer continue to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And you look back at the Tosis, he had spent so much time, 20, 30 lines at least, on the first position of the Bahag, about the counting during the daytime. The second position of the Bahag, our focus, that if you miss a day, you're out. Tosis expends exactly one line talking about it. What's that one line? V'tema gedolahu v'lo yitachin. That is absolutely shocking. It cannot be. Tosis is like speechless. They have nothing to say. Ah! That's absurd, Tosis says. What? You miss a day, you're out. How could that be? Tema gedola. That's such an so incredibly schwer. It cannot be. It's unattainable position. Almost as though like Tosis is like so sputtering, like shocked. How could the Bahag say they can't even get the words out? They can't even tell what the kasha is. This actually was surprising. Now, usually Tosis will tell you what their kasha is. As a matter of fact, they just did that before. They had a long conversation about the first sheet of the Bahag. Here they just say, it can't be. We're left wondering, what taka is so shwer about the Bahag? So if you look at the Rush, on the Tosis, the Rush is at the end of, very end of the period of Balya Tosis. So he will often give you the core Yesodos of Tosis within the context of halacha lamasa. Now, how do you look in the Rush? So as you saw in the Marmakamos, you don't look in the back of Menachos, you look in the back of Psachim. The reason why that is, the Rush is following the organizational scheme of the Rif, who wrote a kitzer of Gemara lehalacha. So he tends not to write, he only wrote the Rif and following him, the Rush, they only wrote on those parts which are halacha lamaisa bizman hazeh. They didn't write on Kutchim, they didn't write on Zeram. Only things are halacha lamaisa bizman hazeh in Chutz Laretz. So there is no Rush in the back of most of the Kutchim Masechtas. There is in the back of Chulin, because Mishnah will be back there soon. And that's chock full of halacha lamaisa. But not the other Kutchim Masechtas. Now Menachos, it happens to be, has a couple of sections which are halacha lamaisa bizman hazeh. You have Tzitzis and you have Tefillin. You have mezuzah, so Sefer Torah. So in the back of Menachos, he has halachas ketanos, like specific topics. Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Tefillin, but no running commentary in all of Menachos. So these couple of lines happen to be halachal maisa, Sfira Sa'omer. The Rif, though, didn't have a separate Hilchos Sfira Sa'omer in the back of Menachos. Instead, at the very end of Arvei Psachim, the very end of Maseches Psachim, after he goes through the halachas of Leil Tezvav, he moves on to what are the halachas of Leil Tezzayin. So he has the last couple of lines in Rif and the last couple of Simanim in the Rush. Now, Arvei Psachim, he talks about the very last one is about Chadash, but not eating the new grain. We started talking about that yesterday. Not eating the new grain until after the Ketzir HaSa'omer on the first day of Chol Moed Pesach. And if not, there is no Ketzir HaSa'omer, so when exactly? Some point on the first day of Chol Moed Pesach. And the previous two Simanim are about the mitzvah of Sfira HaSa'omer. So here, take a look. So the Rush says, if you don't have it in front of you, you can just listen outside, but it's the last two, three lines of Simen Mem Aleph in Psachim. The Rush, Psachim Perek Yud, Simen Mem Aleph, the very end of Masechet Psachim. He says, he quotes the Bahag, in Hifsik Yom Echad lo Sifer, lo Sofar, Shuvein of Sofer, Be'inon Timimas. Okay, quotes the Bahag the way Tosis does. But then the Rush actually tells you what the problem is. The Ein Nira L'Ri. The Rush quotes the Ri, the Re Balatosis, Rayon Tam's nephew, Rashi's great grandson. And he did not think this was correct. Why? To call Laila Velaila mitzvah bifnei atzmihi. You know why Tosis thought it's so super schwer? Because here's the problem. How could you possibly say that you miss a day you're out if every day is a new mitzvah? Would you say, let's just unpack Tosis a little bit. Let's say, Rachman Litzalan, Jew fell asleep one night without davening Ma'ariv. So he missed the mitzvah Rabban of davening Ma'ariv. He missed the mitzvah Daraisa of Kriya Shema Shel Arvus. Gewalt has to do tshuva. So what are we going to say? Well, since you missed Ma'ariv last night, you may as well miss Ma'ariv tonight also. Just skip all the Ma'arivs of the week. Of course not. You missed last night. That was terrible. Make sure not to miss it tonight. If anything, tshuva would tell you you have to be extra careful. To be different, be careful tonight to make sure tonight you do daven Ma'ariv. Right? We don't normally say, well, since you missed the mitzvah once, you may as well miss it again. That's counterintuitive. That's usually wrong. So the Re is saying, I don't understand the Baha'i. Because I didn't count Sfira for 10, I shouldn't count Sfira for 11. Because I didn't count Sfira for 11, I shouldn't count Sfira for 12. Why? Why? You missed the mitzvah last night. That's terrible. You should klap alchet and make sure to do the mitzvah, to do better tonight. So that's what the Re says. And what talk is the Bahag thinking? What is the Bahag thinking? So the Prima Gadim, we'll close for now with the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim will sharpen our sense of what the Bahag thought, as well as what the kasha on the Bahag is. So let's share the Prima Gadim. You have it in the Maamar Kamos. If you have the Maamar Kamos printed out, it's on the second page. If you're working with it electronically, here it is electronically. So the Prima Gadim is a perush on the Shulchan Aruch, or to be a little more precise, he's a perush on the Perushim on the Shulchan Aruch, a super commentary. And then you open up a Shulchan Aruch we've seen in the past. It's been a while since we learned Shulchan Aruch inside. Gotta get back to the Chaz Yichud one of these days. But on the side, let's say of Aruch Chaim, you have Magen Avraham and the Taz. So we saw in Evan Ezer, you had the Beis Shmuel Chalchas Mechokek. We saw in Yaredeya, you have the Shach and the Taz. So the Prima Gadim always writes Perushim on those two Perushim on Shulchan Aruch. See, he's in the back. There's a lot of very, very fascinating, very sharp things to say. So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tav Pei Tes, that's the Siman Ad Hilchos Sfiras Omer, Sifches, he says, look, what do we do in terms of the Bahag? You miss a day, do you continue or not? The answer is sort of. Yes, we continue. Basically, we follow Tosis. You missed a day, you should still keep counting. But since the Bahag held, you don't. So Misafik, we say, Safik Brachas Lahakal. Keep counting, but don't make a bracha. So we hedge our bets. Keep counting like Tosis, that just because you miss a day, you should count the next day. But don't make a bracha, because the Bahag would hold there's no mitzvah to count at all. So we do count, but because Bahag holds there's no mitzvah, we're not going to make a bracha. Safik Brachas Lahakal. So that's what the Prima Gadim explains. Mashakas of Mechaber. The Mechaber said you'd miss a day, so continue counting without a bracha, but it's very important. Sometimes people think you miss a day, you're out. It's not true. You miss a day, you should definitely keep counting. Pashas is like Tosus. One day doesn't impact the next, but we don't make a bracha. So he says, Machma Safik, maybe all the days are one mitzvah, or maybe that's the suffix. In other words, he's more clear. What did the Bahag hold? Tosa, the Rush said, how could you say you miss a day, you're out? Each day is its own mitzvah. And what's taught in the Bahag? So Prima Gam tells us. He holds Kule Kulu Yome Chada mitzvah. All the days are one big mitzvah. Oh. Okay, so that's number one. The other thing the Bahag, the Prima Gam adds, is that's not a V'yesh Lomar, it's a little trick. It's V'yesh Lahakshos. I know it's not a teretz, it's a kasha, because at the end it says v'tzarachin. V'yesh lahakshos, you can ask the following kasha. Ikulu chada mitzvah, ein mevarchin b'chalayla. What was that? That was an eight-word kasha. We'll close with that. The Rosh had explained the Tosis a little bit. Tosis said, the Bahagi so super shver, but didn't tell me what the kasha was. The Rosh said, the kasha is, how could it's illogical? How could you say you miss a day, you're out? Each day is its own mitzvah. Now, the Prima Gadim has already explained that, well, the Bahag holds is one big mitzvah, Sfiras Omer, with 49 parts. Now, that's interesting. So, how did Tosas know that it's not true? Who told Tosas that each day is its own mitzvah? Maybe in a Chanami it's one big mitzvah. So, the Prima Gadim says, no, let me, not only did he tell us, the Nekudas HaMachlokas is whether Sfiras Omer is one big mitzvah or 49 separate iterations of the mitzvah, like every night of Kriyat Shema is on mitzvah. He says, I'll bring you a raya that the Tosas and the Rosh are right, because if it was one big mitzvah, you would only make one bracha. That is the Prima Gadim's kasha on the Bahag. If indeed it's a machlokas, Bahag and Balya Tosas. Machlokas, Bahag versus Tosas and the Rosh, whether Sfiras Omer is one big mitzvah, and mainly you miss a day or out, or each night is a new mitzvah, it's 49 mitzvahs in a row. So he says, a tremendous kasha on the Bahag. I'll bring your riot to Tosas. Every night you make a new bracha. Every night you make a new bracha. You don't make a bracha on every single bite of matzah. You make one bracha on eating matzah. And all the bites add up to one mitzvah, achilas matzah. All the bites of mar add up to one mitzvah, achilas mar. So you make one bracha, achilas mar. So if according to Prima Gadim, according to the Bahag, it's one mitzvah, Sfiras Omer, but there are 49 parts. Right? In other words, according to the Bahag, there's a mitzvah to count, one mitzvah to count all the way from Pesach to Shavuos. Right? 49 parts to the mitzvah. So then make one bracha. After all, Erev Pesach, right? There were two parts to the mitzvah. There was bedikas chametz at night and bir chametz in the morning. And when do you make the bracha? You made the bracha at night, al bir chametz. That's it. You made the bracha when you started the mitzvah. Okay, there are a couple of parts to the mitzvah. You make the bracha and you're done. So if it's one mitzvah, it should be one bracha. If there are 49 brachos, isn't that proof positive that there's 49 separate mitzvahs? So that's the Prima Gadim. Again, it's Kedai to Chazar, but it's such a dense Prima Gadim. It's just a couple of words. He opened up, if you're reading carefully, not just zooming through, if you take the time to peck mamish b'mesek lashon, the gorgeous language of the Prim Ganim, in just a few lines, he mamish opened up the whole sugi. He said, well, here's the nakudas of machlokas, is it one mitzvah or four in a separate mitzvahs? And let me bring you a riot to Tosfos. And he closes. He says he's not sure what to make. Taka, this is all part of the Tema Gadol v'lo yitachin. The Rush already explained. The Tosfos thinking is, well, it's all every night is a new mitzvah, and the Pirgim is saying, and probably the reason why Tosfos thought that is because every night is a new bracha. So obviously, every night is a new mitzvah. Now you wouldn't for just to drive the point home. If I missed one day of lulav on Chol Moed Sukkot, you wouldn't say, so you may as well skip it for the rest of Sukkot. No! Every day there's a new mitzvah of Nitzilas Lulav. Midrabanan. Lulav on Chol Moed is Drabanan. So you don't say you missed yesterday, you may as well miss today. Why? Chas v'shalom. Adarab, you missed yesterday. Be sure to do it today. So, and after all, on Sukkot, every day you make a new bracha on Nitzilas Lulav. Because every day is a new mitzvah. I mean, it's the same mitzvah, but a new opportunity to independently fulfill that mitzvah. Every time you eat, a new mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon. Every night, a new Kriya Shema Shel Arvus. Every morning, a new Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. So every night of Sfira is a new mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. And after all, we make a new bracha. So Taka, the Bahag is super shver. How could the Bahag think? Or did the Bahag think you only make a bracha once? No. Bahag also made a bracha every night of Sfira. So isn't that internally inconsistent? How could it be? Every night you make a new bracha, but as yet it's one big mitzvah. So this is going to, we're going to go, Mitzvah starting tomorrow, in one of two directions. One mahalach would be to think, it would sort of peel it away. One approach would be to say, well, maybe the Bahag would argue in terms of how Birkas HaMitzvahs work. Maybe Birkas HaMitzvah is not a good raya. That's one layer that you could attack things on. The other layer is to go even more fundamentally and say, maybe we have to get a deeper understanding into how the mitzvah Sfiras Omer itself works according to the Bahag. So on either of those two levels, either the Birkas HaMitzvah issues or Sfiras Omer itself, the actual mitzvah Sfiras Omer, we could attack the presentation of Tosfos Rush, Primagadim, and defend the Bahag. So those as we mentioned, we're going to start tomorrow to see where we can go two different routes in understanding and defending the Bahag. The first route is going to take us, as you see the Maamar Kamos, back to some of the lesser studied mitzvahs of the Leil HaSeder, and we'll look at how they interact with Birkas HaMitzvah, and that'll give us greater insight to Birkas HaMitzvah in general, and set us up for a first approach to be Miyashiv, the Bahag. We will continue that in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.